Maybe everything you say is true, meaning your perception is these things are different. Hmm. Goals in life. Her goals are to?
No idea. I've no idea what her goals are.
So you can't leave. You have no clue. You've been too focused on yourself, even though you're a good man. What's her nature? Not when you're frustrated with her, when she's herself, not when she's stressed. What's her nature?
She's more of, she's very creative in her own way. You know, she's into art, she paints. She doesn't do it often enough because she always says she's not good enough, even though the stuff you do is fantastic. Let's put it up on the wall. You should sell this to a gallery. You should exhibit. Oh, I'm not good enough.
But that's the female form. Women do that with each other. Oh, yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Oh, you're better. No, I'm not better. You're better. That's one downsmanship. She's begging for your attention.
Yeah, which I give.
I don't know, but yeah. She wants so much more. Now, that's not phasing him. He's going, I don't have any more time in my life.
I've got plenty of time.
You're right.
You can make time.
That's right. Good for you. So you don't know what her goals are. You know her nature. So do you like that nature, that artistic nature?
It is, but she represses it on herself.
No. She's begging for you to be her man and show her the artist inside. She's begging for that. She picked you because you were a bad boy who she figured would rip her open. But you ripped her open for a while, and then you went off and decided to rip open your band. Why should I go home and be treated like shit when I can be God? The only problem is there's no spiritual growth in that, my friend. That's why the greatest fear is always going to be in your intimate relationship. That's why the path of intimacy is 10 times more powerful as a spiritual path than the path of isolation, where you go and meditate or go and pray. But that doesn't mean you have to give up your band. That's a juice for you. You can take that juice and make it happen. But you're taking that juice of total command, and then you go home and you're like, what do I do now? You know, how do I do this? What's going to go on? True?
Yeah.
Neil can be a god on stage, but when he goes home, he can't even handle his wife's arguments. He needs to take his wife's tests and arguments as a challenge, the way he would take on challenges at work or on stage. If his wife argues with him to test him, he needs to bring up his energy so that he can joyfully take on and pass the challenges and the tests.
She'd love your bad boy energy. Did you see his face on that? Here's the problem. She's your wife. Do you do the things with your wife that in the darkest images of your mind you've thought about or maybe experienced with a band before you knew her?
Quite a lot, actually.
When was the last time?
Probably about 6 months ago.
6 months for a man is 1,000 years. Am I right or wrong about that? So, you don't know her goals. Her nature actually is aligned with you.
Mm.
That's unfortunately encouraging.
It's as if she follows it.
No, that's your job, not hers.
No, I want her to do the things that she loves.
Oh, so you want to be a level 2 game. Now I know why you have no passion. How many just heard that?
Tony teaches that there are 3 levels of relationship. In level 1, both partners are looking after getting their own needs met without regard for the other's needs. In level 2, the partners focus on fair exchange. You let me pursue mine, I'll let you pursue yours. Neil's assumption was that his wife should let him do the band and he should let her do her art. In level 3, the partners focus on giving to each other unconditionally before any thought of receiving. In order to enjoy level 3, Neil would have to be giving to his wife in every way, taking care of her even in her realm of art and creativity. Only when he makes that level of commitment